Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Oh. 909 now. Next week, the PGA Tour Champions, PGA Championship, the Exmoor Country Club is the home for the Constellation. PGA Championship next week. It's going to be great. Finest golfers in the world. There for your dining and dancing pleasure. You know, there's two people, Mark Carmen, that have dominated the senior tour since its inception. One is Hale Irwin.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is Bernhard Langer.
Is that right?
Bernhard Langer, you know, he goes out, he wins a Masters, he dominates the American PGA Tour for many, many years. Certainly a star on the European Tour. And now he's taken advantage of the finest golfers in the land, and Bernhard Langer joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
I am a big fan, and I am extremely impressed, and aren't you mean? Look at all the money you're taking from the other guys out there.
Well, that's not mean. That's what we do for a living. Oh. Everybody's got the same possibility, and you know, when somebody doesn't get exempt or whatever, the saying is, well, just play a little better.
That's exactly right. What do you attribute to this point in your life being at the level you're playing? You're playing as well as you've ever played.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Obviously, the most important is health. You got to be healthy to do what we're doing, and I've been fortunate not to have any major operations. I work on my fitness. I take enough time away from the game, enough time off to recuperate, and have a good team around me, good coach, good caddy. My family is very supportive, and all of that plays a part. And you got to have the drive and the mental, you know, the willingness to work at it and work on your game continuously and the strive to get better.
You ever just play golf for fun?
Sometimes at home with my kids and with a few friends. Yeah, we play for fun. But, you know, most of my golf is competitive golf, and I'm a very competitive person, so I enjoy it.
The Constellation next week at Exmoor. How well do you know the golf course?
Not at all. Never seen it, never heard anything about it, really, to this point. And so I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited to be there from Monday onwards.
I will be out there to host the pairings party, so I'm looking forward to seeing you and shaking your hand and thanking you for all the entertainment over the years. For people that want to play better golf in general, you're never too old to be physically fit, or at least more physically fitter than you are now, right?
I agree with that. And, you know, some of that is important in golf, too. You got to be somewhat flexible and have a little bit of strength to move the club in the positions that you want it to move. But, yeah, you're never told to get better. It's a very technical game and a very mental game, and you can always get better in those two areas.
You know, as when you just mentioned you're a competitive person and the game is mental, how do you prepare for playing on a course that you've never played before?
Well, I take a lot of time in my practice round to really try and figure out where the challenges are, where I want to place the ball, where I don't want to be, make notes of, you know, the hazards, the greens, how they slope, and we all do that. That's what professional caddies and professional golfers do, because that one or two shot difference could make all the difference in the world at the end of the week. So we're painstakingly preparing in our one or two practice rounds that we have, and then hopefully be ready to you know, play our best against the weakness of the golf course. But some courses are set up so difficult that it's easy to get frustrated with yourself or you know, with the setup, and it takes mental toughness to get over that and move on.
I know you said that your family's still very supportive, but I've heard other families of professional athletes talk about when dad finally retired, now he can come to family weddings, go to christenings, be around on the weekends for kids' games. Were they waiting for that moment and it's not going to come now that you've taken on the senior tour?
Oh, that's a great question. No, I've made sure that I was there for all the major events. I just took time off or missed tournaments, just like my son graduated from high school a couple of weeks ago. So I was actually supposed to defend the major title, the Senior PGA Championship, and so I just took that tournament off and was there for my son and my family to support him. And that's, you know, how I've pretty much dealt it throughout the years. Family comes first. There's always more golf tournaments.
That's a great perspective on life. I heard Tom Kite at one point say it's tough when you're in the middle of it because you're home and you feel like you should be on the road, and you're on the road and you long for being home. Did you go through a phase like that?
Of course, we go through that most weeks. It's just how it is. You know, we're away, and if you don't play great, you think, well, maybe I should be home because I'm not doing good here anyways. And when you're home, you sometimes think, well, I'm missing out. Maybe I should have played the tournament. So it's a very fine balance, and every year it's one of the things that we have to plan our schedule and make sure we balance it correctly, where we have enough family time and support for my wife and my kids. Excuse me, enough time to work out and do the things I enjoy, and then also enough time playing tournaments so I can stay competitive.
With regards to your workout, you know, people listening to the show are roughly your age and they're all playing golf. What have you added to your routine off the course that has helped you stay so healthy and fit?
Probably mostly stretching. My workout hasn't changed drastically in terms of whatever weights or bands or, you know, using my body weight for certain exercises, but I do more stretching now than I've ever done in my whole life. You know, definitely mornings and evenings, but sometimes in between as well. And maybe that's helped me to stay reasonably flexible and still, you know, make a 90-degree shoulder turn more or less. And all that helps to, you know, have good rhythm and create enough club head speed to compete with the younger guys.
It's funny when I think about when you were coming up, Gary Player was, and frankly, if you're paying attention, still is an example that everybody ought to follow for staying in shape. But stretching was never something that, you know, you talked about with Palmer and Nicklaus and the guys who were playing in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s. The benefits of that really have come in the last 20 years.
I absolutely believe that, yes. I think, you know, a lot of guys have been stretching. They just didn't make a big deal of it. But if you do it continuously for years and years, it certainly pays off as we get older because we lose strength and we lose flexibility. We get stiffer. And, you know, my swing is shorter than what it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I don't want it to get too short. So I got to work on that to prolong the period of time I can play.
Is yours like, is it Jimenez that does the exaggerated stretching, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Angel Jimenez.
It's not necessarily exaggerated, it's just slightly different. And he does it out in public on the driving range at times. Most of us go in a fitness center, or we actually have two fitness trucks following us on the tour. Where we have all the gear and everything, the space to do what we need to do.
Miguel Angel Jimenez, Mark Carmen, does a butt wiggle with his golf club that you'd be very envious of.
I'm going to check it out immediately.
Yes,
after this interview. Hey, Bernard, who do you like as far as the young golfers? Everyone's looking for the next Tiger Woods. Who do you think has the potential to sort of fill that vacuum?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. You know, we have Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth. All those guys are great, but there could be, you know, somebody that we actually haven't even heard yet. They're just like 18 years old or 19 or just in college right now, and they're going to break through. It can happen. It's going to be tough to do what Tiger did because he was truly dominant and for many months and years at a different level. That's extremely hard to achieve, but there will always be some that will hang around the top for years, and I think the guys that I mentioned have the possibility to do that.
46 years as a pro, last time I looked, I think that number's accurate or close to it, and 111 professional wins. Where are all the trophies? Can I have one?
Sure. Some of them are rusting away. No, it's just most of them are here in Florida where we live, and a few of them are in Germany where I used to live. So they're spread around. There's plenty of room for a few more, though.
Any of the kids playing at a higher level and chasing it at all?
all the kids play and at a good level, but no, I don't think any of them are chasing to become a professional. They're too smart to do that. They have other talents and gifts, and it's not an easy thing to fall in the footsteps of your dad.
Yeah, that's very true. Two-time Masters winner and as good a guy as you would hope he would be. Next week, the Evans Scholars are the primary beneficiary. And as you know, if you listen to this show with any regularity, I couldn't be a bigger fan of what they do at the Western Golf Association every day. Our own Dr. Kevin Most and so many people that you may know in your own life started out as caddies. And if you're a good caddy and good in school, you have the opportunity through the Evans Scholars to get your college paid for. And thousands and thousands of people who have achieved in life got their start because the Evans Scholars were there for them. If you go to WGAESF, Western Golf Association, Evans Scholars Foundation.org, WGAESF, there's a link there for the Constellation Senior Players Championship where you can get your tickets and everything for next week. But also, if you're so inclined and you're able, make a donation. Help the Evans Scholars out. You're going to help by going next week, but you could help in another way by making a donation now. And for you guys that love golf as much as I do, I hope you will. Bernhard, thank you very much. You're a pleasure to have on the show. I hope we can do it again, but nothing but good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
There you go. Bernhard Langer.